Good morning, everyone. Okay, Merry Christmas. Pakibati nga yung katabi mo ng Merry Christmas. Pamasko ko. It's so good to be here. Welcome sa mga first time nating nakasama uli after 1.5 years of not being able to worship together. And yung po mga kasama natin na nasa online, nais po namin kayong inggitin because you know the atmosphere here is electrifying. Amen. And the worship is heartfelt. Wow. And the Spirit of God is hovering upon us. Amen ba? God is here. Amen. Amen. Purihin natin ang Panginoon. Hallelujah. At napakaganda po ng church, no? Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon for a beautiful set design, no? Purihin ang Panginoon. Kaya po next week, mga kapatid, don't ever miss going to church. Amen. So this is the first day of Advent at we will try as much as possible, no, to tie everything up, no, doon sa ating series, no, on the Gospel of John and the Advent. And today is the Advent of Hope. Okay? So let me start with, siguro pag nag-aayos na kayo ng bilhin ninyo sa mga bahay ninyo, kailangan daw ng protocol for the establishment of bilhins for Christmas 2021. Ano daw yung mga protocol na ito? Diba? Kasi malapit na yung Pasko. Number one, only 4 shepherds. Allowed around the crib. Okay? Number 2, no face mask, no entry. Keep proper social distancing. Number 3, Joseph, Mary, and baby Jesus are allowed together because they are one unit as a family. Number 4, the 3 wise men will be subjected to a 14-day quarantine, regardless of whether or not they have tested negative for COVID. Number 5, no angel flying over the crib due to the aerosol effect produced by the flapping of his wings. Okay? And next, the choir will be restricted to 1 person because of the risk of contamination. So he must show his vaccination card and QTP. 7, no shepherd shall be more than 65 years old. Or in a vulnerable category. Number 8, all non-essential participants, Romans and sinners are forbidden. At panghuli, Pilate will explain to all authorized participants how to wash their hands. Ayan. So, alam niya na yung protocol kapag ka po tayo naggawa ng bilin. Amen. Now, this is the highlight of the book of John. And we will be discussing the crucifixion of the Lord based on John chapter 19. The title of today's message is The Cross, No Accident. Okay? Can you say the cross? No accident. Amen. Shall we all stand up and read John chapter 19 verse 16b onwards. No? Sabay-sabay po nating basahin ito. Ready, go. So they took Jesus, and he went out bearing his own cross to the place called the place of a skull, which is in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him with two others, one on either side and Jesus between them. Pilate also wrote an inscription and put it on the cross. It read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Many of the Jews read this inscription, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Aramaic, in Latin, and in Greek. So the chief priest of the Jews said to Pilate, do not write the King of the Jews, but rather this man said, I am King of the Jews. Pilate answered, what I have written, I have written. No, the Lord bless the reading of His Word. Manalangin po tayo. Panginoon, ang iyong salita ay tunay na aming buhay at aming kalakasan. Dalangin namin sa aming puso ay aming makilala ng lubos si Jesus at aming makita ang tunay na halaga ng kanyang ginawa sa krus. Pagpalain mo kami, Panginoon, sa pangalan ng aming Panginoong Jesus. Amen and amen. Can we give a round of applause to the King? Hallelujah. Praise God. Please be seated. Ang gintong krus po, na normally ay ginagamit nating pendant, no? Ay nagpapahayag ito ng ating pananampalataya. At minsan, nagpapahayag ito ng set ng morality that we adhere to as Christians. So when you wear that cross, no? Kwintas, o kaya inilalagay sa lapel, it brings a degree of respect from others. No? Lalo pag naglagay ka ng cross sa lapel mo, mapagkakamalan kang pastor. Diba? Igagalang kang tunay. Pero subukan mong isuot yan 2,000 years ago sa Jerusalem. At isuot mo yan na pendant, isuot mo yan sa iyong lapel. At ang tingin ng mga tao sa iyo ay medyo kakaiba. They will be puzzled and they will give you a suspicious look, thinking that you are a, you know, nerd or a lunatic or some kind of a weirdo. Bakit? Kasi 2,000 years ago, yung pong krus ay hindi po simbolo ng pananampalataya, kundi simbolo ito ng kabiguan. Hindi ito simbolo ng morality, but this is the symbol of lawlessness. It is not the symbol of respect, but of unspeakable shame. This is the cross. Yung pong krus nung unang panahon ay hindi po ito pulido, hindi ito makintab. Ito po ay yari sa kahoy. No? At nakatayo ito malapit sa labas po ng siyudad, malapit sa basurahan. At habang ang mga tao ay nagmamasid at nag-uusisa, no, talagang kasama na po doon ng panglilibak at panguuyam, sapagkat ang krus nung panahon na yon ay paraan ng pagpatay sa mga alipin na sumuway at mga dayo na naging kriminal. So para kay Jesus na walang matirhan nung siya'y ipanganak, at kahit nung siya'y nangangaral lang, sabi niya ay wala siyang sukat kahiligan ng kanyang ulo, ang krus ang kanyang huling hantungan. So doon po ay nayukayok ang kanyang ulo, naduguan. Habang siya po ay nananaghoy sa may-ari ng kalawakan, ang siyang pinal na hukom, no? At hindi siya humihingi ng katarungan. Ang pag-iyak niya doon sa krus ay hindi panaghoy para humingi ng katarungan, kundi para humingi ng kahabagan doon sa mga taong nagpaku sa kanya sa krus. Yan po yung krus, mga kapatid. No? At kung iisipin po natin na, you know, sa panahon natin, we are so proud about carrying it, but in their days, no? No, it's such an embarrassment and a shame, no, to carry the cross. Pero dahil kay Jesus, nabago ang kahulugan ng krus. Amen ba? Dahil kay Jesus, no, nabago ang tingin ng mga tao. Kaya nga, after 2,000 years, the cross has captured the attention of artists and poets and architects and even jewelers. So in the cruel brutality, they each saw something beautiful in the rough-cut wood, something golden. Sabi ni Chuck Swindoll, Jesus was not a helpless victim of an insidious plot, a pitiful martyr whose plans were suddenly and unexpectedly terminated by a cross. Such was not the case at all. His crucifixion has been carefully predicted in the Scriptures. Okay. Purihin po natin ang Panginoon. So the cross is no accident. And let me just share three things, no, to prove that the cross is no accident. Number one, bakit hindi aksidente at hindi helpless victim si Jesus doon sa cross? Kasi po, the scripture prophecies mentioned about it, and through Jesus Christ, the prophecies were fulfilled. Okay. So number one po, the scripture prophecies are fulfilled through Jesus. And I want you to see for yourself ano yung mga katuparan ng mga pangako na ito o mga propesya. Pwede bang tumayo tayo mga kapatid? Shall we all stand up? And we will be reading responsibly ang 12 verses, 12 verses in all. I want all the men in the house to read the first slide and then susundan ito ng mga ladies. Okay? So, umpisahan na po natin from Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. All the gentlemen in the house, read it. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. So, ang una po nakita natin dito, mga kapatid, na Genesis pa lang, pagkatapos magkasala ni Adan sa kani Eva, pinangako na, ha? Na magkakaroon ng pag-aaway ang si Eva, ang binhi ni Eva, at si Satanas. At ang sabi doon, dudurugin ang ulo ng serpiente. Pero bago madurug ang ulo ng serpiente, matutuklaw muna yung paa noong tagapagligtas. So this is the prophecy. Okay? And it was fulfilled in Jesus. Okay. Psalm 22, verse 1. Ladies?
My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning?
Okay. Sinong alam ninyong nagsabi nito? Jesus on the cross. Pero ang unang nagsabi nito, si David. Exact words. Okay? Verse 14. Gentlemen? Like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. So prophesied na yung buto ng Panginoong Jesus ay halos magkahiwalay, bagamat hindi broken. Again, another prophecy fulfilled. Verse 16, ladies.
For dogs encompass me, a company of evildoers encircles me. They have cursed my hands and feet.
Look at this. Psalm 22 mentions about being pierced, matusok, maipako, at anong ipinako? Kamay at paa. Okay. Verse 17 and 18, gentlemen, I can count all my bones, they stare and gloat over me, they divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. So John mentioned about this, no, na yung mga sundalo ay pinagparti-partihan yung mga gamit ni Jesus, no, at yung tunika niya, no, na siyang actually yun din ang suot ng mga high priest pag pumapasok sa temple, no, ay seamless. So kaysa paghati-hatian nila, ang ginawa nila, pinagsugalan nila. Exactly what Psalm 22 mentioned. Okay, ladies, verse 14 and 15.
As many were astonished at you, his appearance was so marred beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the children of mankind. So shall he sprinkle many nations.
Okay. Chapter 52, verse 14 to 15 ito, sabi dito, his appearance was so marred. Many were astonished. Sa ibang version ang sabi, many were appalled. They were, nagitla sila sa nakita nila how, you know, messed up Jesus was. Now, Isaiah 53, verse 3. Gentlemen. And as one from whom men hide their faces, He was despised and we esteemed him not. So it was prophesied, you know, that the Savior will be a man of sorrow, despised and rejected, and he was not esteemed. Ladies, verse 4.
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted.
Okay, so it was written 1,000 years before Jesus Christ was even born. Pero ang sabi dito, siya ay sinakpan, siya ay pinrusahan, siya ay na-afflict. No? Why? Kasi tinaglay niya sa kanyang balikat yung ating kalungkutan at ating pagdadalamhati. Verse 5, gentlemen, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquity. Upon him was chastisement and brought us peace. With his wounds, we are healed. Isaiah also mentioned about this. No, 700 years before Jesus was even born. Jesus will be pierced for his sins? No, for our sins. He was crushed. Why? For his mistakes? No, for our iniquities. And upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. Verse 6, ladies.
All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Imagine that. Ang Diyos mismo ang naglagay kay Jesus ng lahat ng ating pagsalangsang. Verse 7, gentlemen, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. So the exact countenance of Jesus while he was being scourged and while he was being sacrificed or crucified on the cross. Walang imik kagaya ng mga tupa. And finally, all together, basahin natin ito. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon, mga kapatid. Hallelujah. You may be seated. No? Sabi dito, through my servant, make many to be accounted righteous. Through what Jesus will do, no? Future kasi, no, sinasabi sa Isaiah 53, many will be accounted righteous because he shall bear their iniquities. No, pagpalain natin ang kanyang salita at ang Panginoon ay tunay na nakita natin that everything that happened to Jesus was by design. Hindi po ito aksidente, hindi po ito nagulat na lang na ang ganda-ganda na ng plano, bigla na lang na-abort kasi napako yung tagapagligtas. Hindi po. Hindi po aksidente ang kamatayan ni Jesus sa krus ng Kalbaryo. Ito'y plano ng Diyos. And it was the fulfillment of the prophecies. Diba ang sabi nga, for eight prophecies to be fulfilled, yung masabi mo kung anong gender, saan ipapanganak, anong magiging trabaho, anong magiging buhay niya, yung mga sasabihin niya, 8 prophecies lang to be fulfilled. Para sa'yo, the probability is 1:10^17. 1:10^10 with the 17 zeros. That's the probability. Now, for 32 prophecies to be fulfilled, ang probability is 1:10^42. Ganun katindi. Napaka-slim ng probability for it to be fulfilled. Yet, how many prophecies were fulfilled through Jesus? So kung yung sinabi ng Diyos sa Old Testament ay tinupad niya sa New Testament through Jesus Christ, paano pa kaya yung mga pangako niya sa iyo? Amen ba? Di ba, mapangahawakan natin ang mga pangako niya at masasabi natin, Lord, magtitiwala ako sa iyo kasi ang pangako mo pala ay hindi napapako. Ikaw pala'y tumutupad sa iyong mga sinabi. na kahit kami ay dumadaan sa lilim ng libis ng kamatayan, aakayin mo kami, makalabas kami dito. Na kahit kami ay dumadaan sa kahirapan at karukhaan, makakaahon kami dito ayon sa iyong pangako. Amen ba? Na kahit kami man ay magkaroon ng karamdaman, nandun ang katiyakan, na kami iyong sasamahan at bibigyan ng kagaligan. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon, mga kapatid, sa pagkatunay na ang kanyang salita ay tapat at ang kanyang mga pangako ay tunay, no, na may katuparan. So, scripture prophecies are fulfilled. That's why there is no accident on the cross. Pangalawa, salvation plan is completed. Salvation plan is completed. At paano nakumpleto ito? Sa pamamagitan po ng krus. Kung paanong dahil sa puno, tayo ay napalayas sa hardin, sa puno ng pagkakaalam ng mabuti at masama. Pero salamat din, nandun yung puno na yun, sapagkat ang puno na yun na nagbabadya, ang nagsasabi na meron tayong free will, that we can make a choice whether we choose God or not. Unfortunately, Adam and Eve chose themselves, not God. Now we are presented with another opportunity, with a tree, another tree. And this is the cross, ang puno. At habang nasa harapan ng puno na ito, merong ka rin kakayahang magpasya. Will you choose Jesus or yourself? This time, no, don't miss the opportunity to make Jesus your choice. Now, bakit krus? No? Bakit nga ba krus? Alam niyo, sabi ni William Barclay, there was no more terrible death than death by crucifixion. Pinaka kalunos-lunos na kamatayan ang pagpako sa krus. Even the Romans themselves regarded it with a shudder of horror. Sabi nga ni Cicero, it was the most cruel and horrifying death. Sabi ni Tacitus, it was a despicable death. Hindi nga ma-imagine ng mga Romano ito, kaya nga hindi pwedeng isubject sa crucifixion ang isang Roman citizen. Para lang basaan yan. Naku, madalas ginagawa lang yan sa mga alipin na mga nagkasala at mga dayuhan no, na nagkasala sa Roma. Pero ang mga Romano hindi po sinasubject dyan. Sino ba nag-imbento ng crucifixion? It was the Persians who invented it. Paniniwala kasi nila, banal ang mundo. At hindi dapat patayin ang kriminal dito sa lupa. Kailangan ibitin o kaya isabit sa puno. Kaya na-invento nila yung crucifixion. Now, it was the Carthaginians who continued using it. At nakuha ng mga Romano sa Carthaginians ito. And they were able to perfect the crucifixion. Now, what happened on the cross in verse 28? Sabi dito, after this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, to fulfill the scripture, he said, I thirst. Verse 29, a jar full of sour wine stood there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Unlike the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, hindi po masyadong dinetalyo ni John yung crucifixion ni Jesus Christ. In fact, it was just a simple statement, he was crucified. Wala na pong detalye kung paanong ginawa sa kanya sa cross, no? Kasi hindi na mahalaga yon para kay John. What's important to him is to attest to the fact that Jesus indeed died. Namatay talaga si Jesus. No, yun ang in-emphasize ni John. Bakit? Kasi nung sinusulat ni John itong gospel, approximately 85 to 95 AD, merong katuruan or merong paniniwala ang mga tao na, noong panahon na yon, at ito yung paniniwala ng mga Gnostics or yung Gnosticism na tinatawag, na you know, matter is evil, only the spirit is good. So ang kanilang paniniwala, si Jesus ay hindi talaga namatay. No? To the point nga na naniniwala sila na si Jesus ay apparition lang, ano? Hindi talaga totoong tao. No? Nagpakita lang, nag-anyong tao lang, pero hindi siya talaga totoong tao at hindi talaga siya namatay. No, kung ganun ang nangyari, hindi pwedeng tagapagligtas si Jesus. Kasi ang tagapagligtas dapat totoong tao. Totoong Diyos at totoong tao, bakit namamagitan siya sa Diyos at sa tao? Kung ikay namamagitan sa Diyos, dapat Diyos sa tao, dapat ikaw ay Diyos. Kung mamamagitan ka naman para sa tao, dapat tao ka rin. So the Savior must be both God and man. Kaya lang dahil hindi nila mapaniwalaan na ang Diyos ay nagkatawang tao, so they dismiss the reality that Jesus ever took on flesh and even died on the cross. So for John, it was important to him to bring that point across, no, that Jesus did die. Una, pinakita nga dito na he thirsted. Siya'y nauhaw, no, pagpapakita ng pagiging tao ni Jesus. At binigyan pa nga ng suka, ng vinegar, ng wine vinegar, no, at ginamitan po ng hyssop branch. No, reminiscent ito noong ipinahid ang dugo doon sa mga hamba ng pinto noong panahon ni Moses. Ang ginamit po ng mga tao, hyssop. So parang ito'y symbolic din, ano? Pagpapakita ng katuparan ng nangyari doon sa Egypt. At noong natanggap na ni Jesus ang alak, no, sumigaw siya ng "It is finished." Completed na, tapos na. And that's one word in Greek. Yung one word po na yon ay tetelestai. Can you say tetelestai? Yan, tetelestai po ay ginagamit po yan ng mga merchants, no? Na kapag ka nagpalitan ng produkto, bayad na, pwede mo nang iuwi. Ito po ay sinasabi ng mga general kapag natapos ang giyera, tetelestai, tapos na ang giyera, no? O kaya sa mga utang, bayad na. So anong sinasabi dito? Noong nasa krus si Jesus, sinabi niya, "It is finished." So yung pong pagsasalita niya ng "it is finished," hindi po yung ano eh, hindi niya sinabing, "I am finished." No? O hindi naman niya din sinabi na, "Hay, salamat, nakaraos din." No? Ay, natapos din. Hindi yung ganun eh. But it is a victorious shout of a general accomplishing what he was meant to do. He finished the job. He completed the task. No, and he gave up his spirit. He did die. Verse 33. But when they came to Jesus, yung mga sundalo, kasi sabi, kinabukasan ay Sabbath, preparation ngayon, hindi dapat manatili ang mga kriminal doon sa krus. So, kinakailangan mamatay na sila. Kailangan mamatay na sila para either maitapon na doon sa basurahan para pagpiestahan ng mga buitre, o kaya kung may mga kamag-anak, ilibig ng maayos. Okay? So, nung pumunta ng mga sundalo para pabilisin ang kamatayan ng mga kriminal, kailangang baliin nila yung binti. So may gamit silang maso, pupukpukin yung binti para bumigay. Kasi pag bumigay na yung binti, hindi ka na makakahinga. Hindi mo na maiangat ang sarili mo. Mapapadali ang kamatayan mo. Verse 33, "But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead." So sinong nakakita na patay na talaga si Jesus? Mga sundalo. No? "They did not break his legs." Fulfillment of the prophecy that none of his bones were broken. Pero para tiyakin pa na talagang patay na. No? Para tiyakin talaga. Kasi hindi nila mapaniwala ang namatay agad eh. Kahit nga si Satanas eh. Hindi niya sukat akalaing napatay niya si Jesus eh. No? Nagulat siya nung namatay si Jesus, si Satanas. Alam niyo ba yun? Kasi noon pa lang, hindi niya alam kung sinong tagapagligtas eh. Akala niya si Moses eh. Kaya yung mga bata sa Egypt, pinapatay eh. Kasi nga, akala niya si Moses yung tagapagligtas. Akala niya si Joshua. Akala niya si David. So maraming mga pag-aakala si Satanas na hindi nakatotoo. And finally, dumating si Jesus. Sabi niya, ito talaga yung tagapagligtas. Mapapatay ko kaya ito? No? Kaya nung napayukayok si Jesus doon sa krus at namatay siya, nagulat si Satanas. Sabi niya, napatay ko! Napatay ko si Jesus! Praise the Lord! Napapraise the Lord si Satanas eh, nung napatay niya si Jesus. No? Kasi hindi niya rin sukat akalain. Pero ang sabi niya doon sa sundalo, sabi siguro ni Satanas doon sa sundalo, ay undayan mo nga ng sibat. Ulusin mo at tingnan natin kung talagang ang patay. At sumunod naman, verse 34, but one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear and at once there came out blood and water. And medically speaking, kapag po naghalo na ang dugo at ang tubig sa iyong puso, yan po'y post-mortem evidence that you are dead. Jesus died. Verse 35, he who saw it has borne witness. His testimony is true and he knows that he is telling the truth so that you also may believe. Again, the purpose of John in writing this is so that you may believe. At para lalo kang manampalataya na totoo ngang namatay si Jesus. What's so good about Jesus dying, di ba? Di ba? Pagka namatay yung mahal mo, nawala na ang pag-asa mo, di ba? Pagka namatay na yung isang pinagtitiwalaan mo, nawala na rin ang future mo, di ba? But what's so good about this death? No? Kasi nga, itong kamatayan ni Jesus ang siyang magbubunga ng buhay at magbibigay ng kalayaan sa atin so that you may believe. So that this is the point of John. He belabored the point of proving that Jesus really died. Kasi his death is the payment for all our sins. His death will usher in nations into the kingdom. His death will remove the partition between man and God. His death, no, will save us all. Kaya nga hindi alam ni Pilato, wala siyang kamuang-muang nung ipinasulat niya yung case ni Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. No? Pinababago pa yon nung mga Pariseo. At sabihin, huwag mong sabihin Jesus King of the Jews, gawin mo, I am the King of the Jews. No, Jesus said, I am the King of the Jews. No, sabi ni Pilato, yung nasulat ko na. So in a way, Pilate became a prophet in making a declaration that Jesus of Nazareth is the King of the Jews. And it was written in three languages, Hebrew, Latin, and Greek. Yung nasa itaas po, yun ang Hebrew. Kung babasahin nyo yung Hebrew, mula sa kanan, papunta sa kaliwa. Ganyan po magbasa ng Hebrew. No? Pag binasa mo naman yung Greek, mula kaliwa, patungo sa kanan. Yesu, ho, naserayos, ho, basileos, ton, yudayon. Okay. That's Greek. And then Latin, ito pong nasa ibaba. So itong tatlong lingwahe na ito at tatlong mga grupo ng mga tao na ito, sila yung mga naging maimpluwensyang mga tao nung unang panahon. No? Ang mga Hebreo po, sila ang nagdala ng religion at ng pananampalataya sa tunay na Diyos. Ang mga Griego, sila ang nagbigay ng thought, ng arts, ng philosophy. Ang mga Romano naman ang nagbigay ng order and governance and even law. And all these three people groups, nations, powerful nations, they all converge in Jesus Christ. Kaya Jesus became the centerpiece of the nations of the world. Amen? Siya ang naging sentro ng lahat. Pwede bang palakpakan natin ang Panginoon? Hallelujah. So nakita po natin mga kapatid that the cross is no accident. Why? Because scripture prophecies are fulfilled. And secondly, salvation plan is completed. Because of the death of Jesus Christ, no, salvation plan is completed. And finally, panghuli, mga kapatid, the cross is no accident. Why? Because suffering pain is transformed. We are not exempted from sufferings. No one is immune from pain. We all go through setbacks. We all go through failures in life. No? But the cross gives us hope of redemption. The cross can transform our failures into gold. Amen? The cross can transform our pain into joy, our mourning into dancing. Kaya alam natin na walang aksidente sa Panginoon. In verse 38, look at this. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, can you say secretly? Ayan. Si Joseph of Arimathea ay secret agent. Siya ay believer ni Jesus, pero ayaw niyang malaman ng marami. Nahihiya siya. O kaya natatakot siya na mabalitaan ng iba na siya ay believer. Pero what did the death of Jesus do to Joseph of Arimathea? No? He asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took away his body. So si Joseph of Arimathea ay isa sa mga pareseo, isa sa mga member ng Sanhedrin, one of the 72 members of the Sanhedrin. Hindi natin alam kung nandun siya while Jesus was being tried. Probably not. Kasi kung nandun siya, malamang baka tumayo siya at nagsabi ng in defense of Jesus. But anyway, he came out in the open. Nicodemus, verse 39 also, who earlier had come to Jesus by night. Ito naman ay night disciple. Disciple in the dark. No? He came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes. Hindi mo alam bakit, nakahanda na ba? Merong alam si Joseph of Arimathea at merong alam si Nicodemus na hindi natin alam. But they came prepared. About 75 pounds of myrrh and aloes. So they, these two guys, took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen cloths with spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Tatlong bagay ang kinumpirma ni John sa kanyang gospel. Jesus was crucified, he died, and he was buried. These three important facts ay pinakita ni John. At nakita natin ang mga pagbabago sa buhay nitong mga taong ito as Jesus faced death on the cross. Na ang mga dating takot ay naglabasan. Yung mga dating matapang, nagtakasan. No? Kagaya ni Peter, kagaya ng mga disciples, nag-alisan. Pero yung mga mahihina, yung tinuturing mong mahihina, yung tinuturing mong mga nasa laylayan lang, kagaya ng mga babae, sila yung apat na babaeng nandun. Sino-sino yun? No? Si Mary, na nanay ni Jesus. Si Salome, na kapatid ni Mary. No? Si Mary, na asawa ni Cleophas. No? At saka si Mary Magdalene. Sasabihin ng iba, eh, kasi naman ang mga babae hindi naman pinapansin nung panahon na yon, kaya okay lang sa tabi ng krus. Pero mga kapatid, yung i-identify mo ang iyong sarili sa isang kriminal at ikaw ay maging visible at makita ka kung saan ang doon pinapatay ang isang kriminal, and even the courage, no, to see with your own eyes No, how your Savior, how your, for Mary, how her son would suffer. The courage. Kaya we see the power of the cross to transform lives. Nicodemus, Joseph of Arimathea, they were silent no more. Instead of fear, nagkaroon sila ng courage. This is the power of the cross. Amen? This is the power of the cross. Walang aksidente sa Panginoon. Walang anumang bagay na hindi na mababago. Merong mababago at mababago doon sa krus ng Kalbaryo. Amen ba? Amen po ba, mga kapatid? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sabi nga ni Timothy Keller, the cross creates a reverse meritocracy. It creates a reverse meritocracy. Nababago ang lahat. Nare-reverse. No? Bakit? Sa mundo kasi, di ba? Ikaw ay, you know, you will be promoted. Why? Because of your performance. You will become a leader. Why? Because of your track record. No? Ngayon, nung kinaharap ng Panginoon si Pedro, anong sabi niya sa kanya? Peter, alam mo, gagamitin kita powerfully and you will be a leader. At alam mo ba kung bakit kita gagawing leader? Alam mo ba kung bakit maraming mababagong buhay because of you? No? Eh, kasi, you know, your record is impeccable. And your performance is flawless. No? Yun ba ang sabi ng Lord kay Peter? Kung bakit gagamitin niya si Peter? Kasi sa mundong ito, di ba, para ka maging leader, you must be the best. Para ka talagang pagtiwalaan ng mga tao, no, you must have a sterling performance. But for Peter, anong sabi niya kay Peter? I will use you, Peter, because tonight, Peter, you are going to fail. You are going to fail. At sa failure mo, sa kabiguan mo, ma-expose, mahayag ang iyong kaduwagan, mahayag ang iyong pagiging makasarili, ang self-absorption mo, ang pretension mo, your lack of integrity, your weakness will all be exposed. And Satan even came to me, asking for you, wanting you, but, I will not let you go, Peter. I will be with you. And when you turn again, and when you repent, you will be the leader and you will straighten up your brethren. Sa mundong ito, mga kapatid, you have to be the biggest success to become the leader. Pero sa community ng Diyos, iba. Ang gagamitin niya yung biggest repenters. Amen? Sa mundo, ang hinahangaan ng mga tao, ang ginagawang mga pinuno, they who have the best records. Pero sa community ng Diyos, those who messed up big time, they are the ones being used by the Lord. So, Joseph of Arimathea, Nicodemus may have, you know, offended us or even failed us, but look at what they're doing right now. Ano bang sinasabi? Yung failure, dagdagan mo ng repentance at ibabad mo sa grasya at biyaya ng Diyos. Mababago ito. Your failure can be turned to gold. Amen? Ang lahat ng kabiguan mo ay pwedeng maging ginto kapag ikaw ay nagsisi. Oo, nagkakamali tayo, pero kung tayo ay nagbalik loob sa Panginoon at nagsisi, no, then our failures will be turned to gold. Our failures will be turned to wisdom. Our failures will be turned to compassion. Our failures will be turned to self-knowledge and understanding. And you will become a leader. Amen? And you know, and all of this are created by the cross. So, in the cross, there are no accidents. Amen? Wala pong aksidente, mga kapatid. At kahit ang pinakamadilim at pinakamasaklap nating kabiguan ay kayang baguhin ng Panginoon. If only we will trust Him that He knows exactly what He is doing. In September 11, 2013, meron pong nag-testimony sa radio. Ang pangalan po niya ay si Robert Matthews. Nagsabi niya, two years ago, ang aking misis ay buntis. And from California, we're about to fly to New York to visit my father. Okay. Bago manganak yung misis ko. So on our way to the airport, bigla na lang, poof, may sumabog. Sumabog yung gulong ng kanilang sinasakyan. So they had to pull over and fix, you know, yung gulong. Kaya lang hindi sila umabot sa airport. And they were so disappointed. They missed the flight. So on their way home, ay masama-masama ang loob nila mag-asawa dahil hindi sila nakalipad patungong New York. On their way home, tumawag yung father ni Robert na si Jacob Matthews na isang bombero sa New York. At ang sabi, anong oras ang flight ninyo patungo New York? Ito po, anong flight number? Ito po. Yung eroplano na dapat sinakyan ninyo, yun ang tumama doon sa Twin Towers, sa Tower 2. So napasalamat po sila sa Panginoon at ang sabi, Lord, thank you. No? Thank you na dapat nakasakay kami sa eroplano na yon, but we missed the flight and you spared us. Pero nagulat na lang siya nung kausap niya yung tatay niya at ang sabi ng tatay niya, salamat sa Diyos at buhay kayo. But I have to do my work as a firefighter. And I have to do something. I will help people in the Twin Towers. Nakikipag-argue po siya sa tatay niya na huwag ka nang tumuloy. No? Pero nanaig po yung tatay, tumuloy pa rin doon sa Twin Towers. And that cost him his life. Same day, no, his father died. Kaya yung tuwa niya na na-spare silang mag-asawa sa kayong pinagbubuntis ng misis niya, na sila ay hindi napahamak doon sa Twin Towers, no? Ay napalitan ng galit. Galit kasi una, hindi niya na nakita yung tatay niya, hindi na nakita nung apo niya yung tatay niya, yung lolo niya, no? At hindi man lang siya nakapagsabi ng goodbye sa kanyang tatay. And it went on for 2 years. Masamang-masama loob niya sa Diyos. But one day, nung second year, ay merong pong pumunta sa kanilang tahanan na isang pamilya. No? Isang pamilya. So mag-asawa, tapos may kasamang almost 2 years old din na bata. At nung kumatok sa bahay, tinanong, are you Jacob? Are you Robert Matthews? Sabi niya, yes. No. Sabi niya, ako yung nagpapasalamat, sabi nung lalaki na, I get to see you. No, nakilala kita. Kasi dahil sa tatay mo, naligtas yung mag-ina ko. Kasi yung mag-ina ko, yung bisis ko, buntis nun. Nagwo-work doon sa World Center, no? At nung gumuho na yung building, naipit siya sa mga debris. Pero yung father mo, nahandun, nakailigtas yung aking misis na buntis nung panahon na yun. Kaya maraming maraming salamat. So natuwa naman siya na sabi niya, salamat naman at yung father ko pala, kahit namatay, may nailigtas. No? Pero hindi lang yun. Sabi nga nung lalaki, no? Yung kasing, no, isang masamang ikinasasama ng loob nitong ni Robert Matthews ay hindi niya nashare ng gospel yung tatay niya, no, bago namatay. Sabi niya, nagagalit siya sa sarili niya kasi hindi niya siya nashare ng gospel at namatay na lang nang hindi nakakilala si Jesus Christ. Pero sabi nung lalaki, you know, habang kinukuha ang nisis ko mula sa mga debris, no, nashare ng gospel nung nisis ko yung tatay mo. And he came to know the Lord, no, bago siya mamatay. Mga kapatid, may mga bagay na hindi tayo maintindihan. May mga bagay na hindi tayo natin kayang unawain. No? Pero in His time, we will understand everything. Amen? We may be going through some suffering, some hardships, and some setbacks. Or sometimes we have unanswered prayers. Alam mo, minsan akala mo unanswered prayer yon. Pero yung pala, sinagot ng Diyos ang iyong panalangin. Amen? We only have to trust in the Lord. That in Him, there is hope. Yung mga panalangin natin, akala natin di sinasagot ng Diyos, isang araw magugulat ka, makasinagot pala ng Diyos ang ating mga panalangin. So huwag kang magtatampo sa Panginoon, huwag kang tatalikod sa Panginoon, huwag mong kakalimutan ng Panginoon because of the sufferings in your life. And I pray, you know, that the sufferings will be redefined, will be reformatted. Sometimes we want to do away with suffering. Sometimes we don't want to remember all the sufferings that we have been through. Kung pwede lang, kalimutan natin ang lahat ng mga kapaitan. Kung pwede lang, kalimutan natin ang lahat ng mga kabiguan. Gagawin natin, hindi ba? And some would say, when we get to heaven, no more tears, di ba? No more pain, and we will forget everything that we have been through. All the heartaches and all the hardships ay makakalimutan natin ang lahat ng ito. Praise God dahil makakalimutan natin ang lahat ng ito. But wait. Wait. When we look at the Revelation, the book of Revelation, there's something that we will see here. We will see in Revelation chapter 5 something that is totally unexpected. Ako nababasa ko ito pero ngayon ko lang na-realize ano, you know, this passage, verse 9, look at this. And they sang a new song to the Lamb saying, worthy are you, no, to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on earth. Look at this verse. Look at this very closely. This is a song. This is a worship song sung by angels, sung by the redeemed. Inaawit sa langit ito. And what is the centerpiece of the song? What is the content of the song? Worthy are you to take the scroll, for you were slain. For you were slain. Verse 11, then I looked and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders and the voice of many angels numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. The song will resonate and reverberate in the corridors of eternity, no? Years after years after years, and the theme song will be the cross. The theme song will be the ultimate suffering of Jesus Christ. Yung palang Good Friday, yung Biyernes Santo, na kinalulungkot nating lahat, pinagdadalamhati ng nating lahat, will be sung over and over and over again. It will be remembered time and again in eternity. Isipin mo yun? The worst suffering ever will be remembered? The most despicable, horrible death in the history of mankind will be recalled, will not be forgotten, but will be transformed. That will be our theme song. And angels will never understand it. Angels will never understand it. Only the redeemed. Yun lang mga bigo. Yun lang mga nagsuffer. Yun lang mga nalugi. Yun lang mga nahirapan. Yun lang makakaintindi. Yun lang mga sumemplang. Yun lang mga nagkamali. Yun lang mga nagkasala. Na nagsisi, lumapit sa Panginoon. Naglublob sa biyaya ng Diyos. Nagbalik loob. Tumalikod sa kasalanan. No? Yan lang ang makakaunawa na yung suffering will be remembered for all eternity. Amen. Amen. Kaya they will sing, Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb to receive glory and honor and power and praise because you were slain. I know in heaven, you will remember even your sufferings, but there's no more pain. But you will remember it. And when you remember it, you will thank God from the bottom of your heart and say, Lord, as I recall my suffering, I could only thank you and say, Lord, praise you. You are worthy, worthy, worthy of praise. Amen and amen. Palapakan natin ng Panginoon, mga kapatid. Pwede yung tumayo tayong lahat, mga kapatid, and let's sing that song to the Lord. Let's thank the Lord for the cross. Siguro, the best way that you can worship God is to thank Him for the cross that you are carrying right now. No? Praise Him. Thank Him. Salamat, Panginoon. Thank you for the cross. Because you're worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. Praise God.